Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Bruce Piasecki back on the show. As I mentioned to you earlier, I know a handful of people that I consider to be scary smart. Bruce is one of those. So, you know, he's a regular guy, but he's much smarter than that. And we have to, he always elevates our game when he shows up. He's a president and founder of AHC Group. He's written so many books, I couldn't carry all of them into my studio. He's worked for presidents. He's an internationally known expert on sustainability of our environment. He's the author of The Surprising Solution. That's his, one of his new books. He's got another one coming out real soon. And he's here to regale us with his wisdom. Bruce Piasecki, welcome back.
It's always scary to get those great introductions, Jim. I call Jim Jim B because he's such a nice down-home guy.
It's good to have you back, Bruce, as always. Folks, there's a guy named E.F. Schumacher who is one of the great economic thinkers of the 20th century, and his work is still inspiring people. And you and I ought to know more about him because one of the themes of his work is small is beautiful. And you heard me say that in the previous segment. So I guess he was talking about us all those years ago. But Bruce, there are big doings going on in England real soon, and you've been invited to go over and help preside over those doings. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Two things, real quick. One is I got to meet the man in 1973. He passed away in about 75. And so my reactions that I'm going to share with your audience are very personal. So over in England, they've named a college after him in Darrington because of the impact his thinking has had over the world in terms of technology and innovation and economics. And so they've asked me to give the 100th anniversary keynote in honor of him, in honor of his birth, coming up this next month. And so I've prepared a bunch of thoughts about how he really has influenced how I shaped my small firm, why I decided not to go to the size of a Goldman Sachs, but why, in fact, from the beginning, I wanted to be a man holding several balloons, Jim, where each balloon had its own buoyancy and lift, you know, rather than a large organization.
Right.
So I'd like to talk with you about those concepts.
Well, I would, too, and I was excited to hear about this. Congratulations, by the way, on that. On being recognized that way, and that's got to be, I know that's a high point, one of the high points in your life to get that kind of recognition after all these years. When everybody else was talking about big is better, Schumacher was saying small is beautiful, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, for a couple reasons, and I think a lot of your listeners in the brain trust of the Small Business Advocate know this in their bones. They kind of know it instinctively, but Schumacher made it explicit in 1973 when this book came out. And what he found out is that if you look at the three really damaging trends that he looked at, how technology was getting riskier and more complicated, and for him, the issues were things like international transportation, where we see it in terrorism, and also nuclear plants, like we just saw recently in Japan. But he also looked at the giantism of economic systems, you know, where if Greece sneezes, small business in America hurts. So what I loved about him, if you think of it as a filter, and I just want to describe to your listeners what the day was like when he changed my life at Cornell. I was an undergraduate pre-med at Cornell, and the provost, I was always grubbing for money, having grown up poor, so the provost said an announcement where you could get $900 to invite anyone, anywhere in the world, plus their travel expenses, to bring them to Cornell. So I had written a letter to get the $900 and had written a letter to Schumacher through the provost's office, and he said yes. And during the correspondence, because we didn't have emails then, he asked a really peculiar request, Jim. He said, I want to speak in Sage Chapel. And Sage Chapel was across from where the bookstore was, where the student union was. And I went in there expecting that there would be few students there because I only used it as an escape joint to study, you know, when I was a pre-med student. But here he had it filled, and I said to myself, who is this guy, you know? So I read his book seriously after I saw his charismatic speech. He was like a man that walked up the mountain. He had been the chairman of the British Coal Board during World War II. He knew giant systems. He knew empires. And he's talking about why people matter.
Hold on to that thought. I want to come back to that because, I can't wait to ask Bruce what would he think about the technology and the way people are being treated today. Can't wait to hear what Bruce has to say about that. He'll tell us, I promise you, after these messages, 20 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.